The fire began yesterday afternoon in the township of Big Flats when a man with a campfire permit tried to burn off part of his lawn to prepare for a bonfire. Governor Doyle says fire officials have determined windy conditions caused the grass fire to spread quickly to a nearby pine forest.
It moved so fast it was out of his control before he could do anything about it.
Firefighters helped evacuate 96 people, and the more than 20 local fire departments who fought the blaze finally got it under control by mid-morning. The governor met with some of the 25 people that spent last night in a local elementary school.
Many of them obviously are very uneasy about what they're going to find. Many of them know already. They know that most of them know their homes are okay, but some know that they were right in the center of it.
The governor says those who lost their homes will be eligible for state and federal aid to rebuild them. Homeowner Jean Serlasky praised firefighters for helping protect her house from the fire. She considers herself twice lucky because her home was spared from a tornado that damaged the same area and killed two people in 1994. But Jackie Jones says it's likely her family's house was destroyed because they had to drive through a rolling ball of fire just to escape. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.